Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live. Got my co-host right here.
Yo, yo, Neto Man in the building, rolling up some of this fine Cali Green. You already know how it goes. Smith Express struck.
Yo, today definitely special. Got my homie all the way from the West Coast holding it down. California, Los Angeles. Almighty yes, BDZ was cracking, my dude.
Almighty.
Man, what's the deal, bro? It's Almighty BDZ, a.k.a. Big Dream and Zach in the building, man. You know, we out here representing L.A., San Luis Obispo County, man. Come on, you know, we out here.
Already, already, my dude. Love the energy.
Love that.
Hell yeah. It's my first interview ever, y'all, so...
That's dope. That's dope. Shout out. Big up to iHeartRadio. Tune in radio.
Come true, Smith Express.
You feel me? Tune in radio. iHeartRadio will be on Pandora in a couple of weeks. You feel me?
Big move, big move. Going viral.
On me already. So look. So how long you been doing this music thing?
Man, I've been doing music since I was in the fifth grade, as I can remember. I started off just recording on my voice memos. You know, I was just freestyling over beats with my homie playing the beat in the back. And then I just took it more serious, you know, and like it really became just my thing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, hey.
Yes, sir.
So, like, well, what is some of your inspirations, though, to even make you want to do music?
Really, I really think it's just that how, as a child, I really grew up listening to a lot of, like, old school music and just music that was already, like, being played around me. So, I was just like, damn, when can I ever make a song one of these days? I want to be on the mic. I even, like, performed in a talent show at the same time. So, I was just like, damn, I think I could really do this because I was really hyping up the crowd, you know?
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Damn. Hell yeah, bro. It's been really a journey, really, because, like, as a youngin', I didn't even think I was ever going to make it this far. Like, I'm not even up yet, but I'm starting to get there, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's
all it takes is a dream. You got it in your
name. Hell yeah.
So, I mean, at today's, at the present day, what is it that you got going on? Anything big popping off?
Well, not really. I just recently finished my new solo EP that I'm planning to drop. I don't even know when. And right now, I'm out here chilling on Melrose with my homies, Brand Fashion by Stardom. Shout out to them for sure. You know, they helping us up, helping us get up there. You know what I mean? So we all just maintain it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's the name of the EP? You got a name for it yet?
Yes, sir. It's called The Way You Got to the Money Remains a Mystery.
Okay.
One hell of a name, yeah.
On me. Plug it again so everybody know what it is.
I don't know when the EP gonna drop, y'all, but I got my solo EP dropping soon. The Way You Got to the Money Remains a Mystery EP coming soon on SoundCloud and YouTube probably. I'm gonna have videos for it, you know, like just type in 38 record shit.
And what about like any special features on the project or anything to be looking forward to?
I recently did drop a collab EP with my boy, your boy Mustard. You know, he all the way in New York right now.
East Coast.
And we just be working together. And he was just like, you know what, bro? I think we really go hard together. You want to drop like a little project or something? I was like, I'm down. So we got that smacked out the way. And we did it. We dropped it on like September 4th or 3rd. It was like around that time. And then we just dropped it and haven't really dropped ever since.
Okay. I see you. I love your energy, my dude. So like, hey.
You feel me? I've been dropping, like, little songs. Hey, my bad for going over you, though.
Nah, it's all love. It's all love. But, hey, let me ask you this question.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? You see the state of hip-hop, which you just, you know what I'm saying? When you getting into the game, what is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
The love for hip-hop. The love for hip-hop has really changed over the years. Like, people around me that I know personally that are really trying to get up in this rap shit is all for the money. I don't really just go for the money, you feel me? Like, this is really, like, a passionate thing you have to really, like, do. If you want to start your rapping, you can't just say, like, oh, I'm going to just be a rapper, you feel me? You have to have some type of real love and dedication towards this.
Yeah, that's real spit, bro.
You feel me? Like, you can't just step into the game and expect, like, oh, I'm finna be the fucking greatest, but you just wrote some little bullshit on paper, like, you know what I mean?
True.
See, people got the game fucked up, and I'm glad that you at least know and understand the grind. That's peace,
like,
bro.
Like, even today, me and my mom were just talking about how the culture in hip-hop has really changed, you know? Like, we don't really be seeing all this original MC stuff, you know, like, getting down with the B-boys and shit. We don't even see that around, you feel me? And it has really changed over time.
That's a lost element of this shit. Really, hip-hop's a lost art. people doing it for the money, just like you said. It's more of a purpose of making money and making residuals than doing it for the culture and breakdancing on cardboard and pop locking and shit. No more
like
tagging.
All the original stuff.
The DJ been replaced. Now it's just a producer pressing the button. I mean, much love to the producers. No offense to anybody, but I mean, it's not the same.
Yeah, you feel me, bro? Like, you can't just be working with somebody who isn't really, like, really down for this. You know what I mean? It's just like, when I hop on the microphone, I feel something in my heart after I just wrote these lyrics. I feel it in my heart that I'm going to make this song a slap. And that's what I think really just keeps me going.
And that's what every rapper should feel before they even pick that damn pen up.
Before they ever picked up a pen, they was probably thinking like, shit, fuck
me.
I do with this?
Yeah. on me. Hey. Yeah, I know this might be last minute, and it might catch you off guard. If it's cool, you think you can spit a hot 16 or a hot verse for me?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll spit some shit.
Bet it up.
Hey, so let's get into it. So they're like, do I go over a beat or what's the deal?
Nah, let them hear acapella. Let them know. Show off your talents, my dude.
Acapella, spitting major bars just like Berettas. You ain't ready for my heat. I'ma come just like a shredder. Shredder G used to be the name. I had to switch lanes on you suckers, cause you suckers was lame. You suckers only working for the fame. I have to work for more than just what I got. I don't want to feel the pain. I gotta get out of here. I'ma be spilling like rain. It's 30 with shit, man. You know we popping in the game.
Fresh.
I mean, like, I'm not really as good as much, but I be working on my freestyles.
Well,
like,
I could tell it's freestyle and it made sense. So, hey, you at least went along with it, you know?
Hey, you feel me? Like, when I think of writing a song or just freestyling a song, I have to really just put words together that I can really tell a story, you know? Because I really think that this new generation has really lost the art of storytelling.
True. That's indeed. I always be telling people that.
That's facts.
Like, where do we see a new slick Rick around town? Like,
I love that.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
I love that.
Hey.
Little homie went hard with that question, man.
Oh, me? Hey, real talk, G. Hey, you definitely got love here in Chicago in the Midwest, my dude. Real shit.
Hell yeah, bro. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we got love for Cali over here, cuz. We got, I'm over here rolling some of that Cali bud right now.
Yes, sir. You know, we only smoking Cali. Smoking as is. I don't know what you want.
Finest.
On me, I'm already knowing.
In the back,
in Chicago, rolling up some of y'all bud.
Real shit. Shout out to the big homie DJ King, man.
Man, I recently haven't met him that not that long ago, but he's been trying to push me up there, bro. And I'm like, damn, fool. Like, I've never seen somebody ever try to do this for me. You know, like, this all new to me.
That's what's up, man. How old are you? You a young guy, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm 15.
You still got the whole game ahead of you, bro.
Hey, real shit.
I got a whole life to live.
Look at it that way. You got the whole game ahead of you. Hey. I wish I was still 15.
Hey, on me. Yeah. Hey, you definitely on the right track, though, G. Real shit. You know what I'm talking about? Stay focused.
Jeez. You feel me? I'm going to always be staying focused, you know? Like, that's my thing. If you fall off track, you're not going to really get to where you want to go, you know? Like, you have to just do what you got to do to maintain. You can't just fall off track because that's how you lose shit, you know? Like, you always got to take the win, even though it's real. You have to take a loss sometimes, but you feel me? I'm the type to just bring this all up and never fail.
Hell yeah, G. That's what's up. You definitely got a right head on your shoulders, my G.
Indeed.
Hell yeah. Like, I already seen the true colors behind a lot of people, and I don't really think that people have realized that some people could be fake to you, some people could be real. I already found the ones I'm sliding with, you know. Shout out to my boys, Ram 2, Bottles Got Packs, and my dog Chase the Bag J. They over here chilling at the stand, but, you know, I'm all the way down the street having to do this. You feel me? Like,
hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, what's going to separate you from an artist and your competition is, bro, you definitely got to invest in yourself and be consistent.
And be original.
Hell yeah, fool.
Don't do something just because the other person's doing it.
You feel me? Like, that's my thing. It's like, I even have a song that's called Yourself. You feel me? You got to do everything yourself. Because to me, I just want to, like, be in this rap shit, and I want to own my label, you know? Like, I want to make my own label so I can only answer to me as the boss man. You know, I'll be the sugar of this shit.
That's what's up. That's real. That's real talk. But, hey, my dude, hey, it's been lovely. It's an honor, bro. Thank you for coming on the set of my show. Real shit.
Dope shit. I appreciate y'all so much for this, bro.
I enjoyed this interview with you, Young, and you definitely talk some real shit like an OG would, you know. You got the whole game ahead of you. Much luck. Almighty BDZ, Almighty don't love
Family
nobody.
Almighty BDZ, 30-way shit, man. You know, we representing 30-way records, Big Junior records, T.O. Mom. You know, we out here.
30-way, West Coast in the building. Almighty don't
yes,
like
sir.
Nobody.
Shout out to my boy King from the 10, man. Shout out iHeart Radio.
Shout out to
King. Shout out
to
AOD. You know, we achieving our dreams out here. 30-way shit.
AOD. On me. Hey, real shit. Hey,
we
my
gotta achieve our dreams.
Hey, nothing less, my G.
Yes, sir, bro.
It's an honor, my dude. Peace out, y'all.
Take care, y'all.
Peace. Right.
Peace out. Yo, yo, yo. We wrapped up another dope interview.
Yeah.
Shout out to the big homie, Almighty.
Almighty.
Real shit. Definitely held it down. Love the energy. Big dude. You know what I'm talking about? Got a lot going on. Hey, he definitely got a bright future ahead of him, for real.
Yes, that was some good shit, man. I love the fact that he actually freestyled as opposed to spitting something he wrote.
And that's rare, especially for someone
that
young.
You know, you don't need to discourage yourself, be like, oh, that was, might have not been all that or whatever, man. You freestyled, that shows a whole lot of heart right there.
Real shit. But, yeah. Hey, there you have it. Smith Express, Smith signing out.
Building that though, man, still smoking on this Cali Doja. Strut.
Strut. We out, y'all.